a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I don't wanna pretend, I don't wanna play games, can't lie to myself, not one more day, been trying to deal with some things that's hard to talk about, I'm going through some changes and I'm having my doubts, been there for everyone else, now I'm going through. Just gonna have to get used to me not being around.
Happy Saturday, happy Saturday, happy Saturday. Thank you for joining me this Saturday on Next Level with Trinace. I don't take it lightly that you've taken a few minutes of your busy Saturday to listen to me talk to you, talk with you. So that was a very fitting song based on what today's little talk is going to be about. And I say little talk just in jest, but really a very serious talk, our mental health. As we move into or navigate into a second part of COVID-19, this virus that won't stop, there's a lot of arguing and bickering about getting a vaccination, not getting a vaccination. Is this a conspiracy theory? Whatever it might be. So let's talk about mental health, right? Mental health is something that the people of color don't like to talk about. They joke about such and such, auntie such and such, or Uncle Bob or whomever is crazy. That's the only conversation that's actually held. But the real thing is mental health is real, and you can't just pray it away. God created some people, gave people the smarts to have some psychiatry degrees, have some psychologist degrees, know how to prescribe medication. So prayer is not always enough, and it's okay to say that I need more than prayer. So what prompted me to have this conversation today is week before last, I took a mental health day. For me, a mental health day means I'm calling into work and I'm telling you it's a mental health day. My brain needs a break. I need a break. What most of you don't know is that I'm an introvert. As much as I talk, I'm an introvert. As extrovert type personality, which means that as much as I can talk, it's an on and off switch for me. And for the most part, I like my alone time. Based on what my job is, my corporate America, my day-to-day job, Monday through Friday, what that is, I speak with customers, property owners, automobile owners. I speak with business owners all day long, Monday through Friday. And believe it or not, it is super stressful. Yes, I am sitting down at a desk. And what makes it even better is I'm sitting at a desk in the privacy of my own flower field, incense burning, candle heaven home, because that's my space. But people can be a bit much, you know. Afghanistan is happening. Haiti is happening. COVID is happening. Life experience. The human part of us is experiencing so many things. And it's kind of like it's an attack on our spirit, right? Our human life can impact our spirit if we're not careful. So that's why I use a mental health day. Now, does my government job agree with it? Not so much, but I don't care. It's a mental health day. So I took this mental health day, called in and said, hey, I'm not feeling like this today. Is there something wrong? Not really. There's Afghanistan going on. There's Haiti going on. There's COVID going on. I'm emotional, and I'm tired of talking to people every day, arguing with people every day. I just need a break. Well, take part of the morning. No, I'm not taking the morning. I'm taking the entire day for my mental health and for me to maintain that check until I can leave my job willingly, not be forced out because I did something that was inappropriate. Because it's okay to say mentally I'm not prepared to give you 100% gain today. It's okay. I, as an adult, have an understanding that I don't need a perfect attendance award for my job. Say that again. I'm going to say that again because it's important for you to, for you people who don't like to take sick days, who don't like to take vacation days, who don't even like to call in and be late. It's okay to not have a perfect attendance at work because the thing is, if something happens to you based on your health, you have a stroke, you have the flu, heaven forbid you have COVID, something that puts you in a position where you are you can no longer be employed at that space, somebody else will be in your position. So it's important to know, as valuable as you are in your mind, you really don't have that level of value to your employer. That's the one thing. The second thing is nobody is going to care for you the way that you care for you. So it's important that if you are stressed, overwhelmed, or just need a break from the grind of your job, whatever it is, maybe it's McDonald's, maybe it's a job for the county, maybe it's a job for the city, maybe it's a Fortune 500 business that you're employed by. But don't forsake your mental, emotional, physical well-being for a check. Do not forsake your own personal mentality, spirituality, emotions for a check given to you by an employer who, although they say that they care for you, as soon as something happens, they are not there for you. So later on in the day, the manager of my whole department, she sent me a text. What she said is, "Trenace, what's going on?" I text her, "Afghanistan, Haiti, COVID, I need some time to myself." What she texts me is, "We all have good and bad days. We have to push on and keep going. Just log into work and work will help you feel better." So the thing is, I feel fine not working today. The thing is, my home life is as perfect as it's going to be. The problem with that type of response is we all fall in line with pushing through, being strong, and especially women of color, we have to prove that we are strong and we can handle it. And there's nothing wrong with saying, "Hey, I can't handle this. I can't do this. Better yet, I'm not going to do this. Not today." It's okay to say that. It's okay for your own mental well-being. It's okay for your own physical well-being to say, "No, I'm not going to be strong." So let's go back and revisit the whole push through it. We don't have to push through and front to be strong for other people when we know on the inside that we are breaking, we are hurting, we are not okay. And it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be hurting. It's okay to be overwhelmed, tired, bogged down. Whatever your emotion is, it's okay to feel that. But what is not okay is for you to not acknowledge that feeling, that emotion. It's not okay to do that. It's not okay. Because years and years and years and years of not acknowledging I'm not okay can break you. it can affect those people that are connected to you directly and indirectly. All of those years of not acknowledging that you need a break impacts how you treat those that you love. It impacts how you react at work. It impacts how you react at the grocery store. It affects everything in your day-to-day life by not acknowledging that you need to take some time by yourself. You need some self-care. So this is what true self-care is, because that is like one of the buzzwords or hashtag words. Self-care is really caring for you. It's loving on you. So for me, my self-care is taking a day. And the next day, I was perfectly fine to work. But that day, I went out and I bought, I don't know how many bouquets of flowers. So during COVID, I got, I won't say, well, I will say, I gained a realization that I needed flowers in my home. So it started with one flower, one bouquet of flowers. And then it moved to two, and then it moved to three. So right now I have four bouquets, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I have nine bouquets of flowers in vases all over my living space. And that, for me, helps me make it through the day. Small things, right? Incense. I love great fragrances. I purchase incense from my favorite vendor all the time. This is a part of self-care. This impacts our mental health. The other thing is meditation. Meditation, taking some time out to relax your brain and focus on things, focus on nothing. Focus on breathing in and out. Stop your mind from wandering into different places. Just relax and not think on nothing. Don't think on anything. Just relax with your eyes closed, focusing on your breath, focusing on the inhale, the exhale, the quietness in the space. Maybe you start journaling. Journaling for me has always been my go-to because it helps me figure out what that emotion is. Whatever that emotion is, it helps me with that. It always helps me with that. So you have to find something for you that you think works for you. And you may have to try a lot of different things. I know I have, and this is probably not my last thing that I will do, but I enjoy the flowers. I enjoy the incense. And I enjoy weird things. The Asian 100 series have gotten me hooked due to COVID because, of course, I couldn't go outside. So those Asian series, I have become hooked, absolutely positively hooked on those since COVID. So if I can find me a good mind-numbing so I don't have to think about anything except for just this storyline that I know is probably not going to end well, but this storyline, that takes my mind off of extra stuff. And sometimes that extra stuff that burdens us, when we take a break from that and then go back in with a clear mind, we can come up with some fresh ideas, you know? you don't have to get the perfect attendance award. That's the main thing. You don't have to get the perfect attendance award for going to work every day, because guess what? Your boss takes off when they get ready to take off, right? Nobody tells them to keep on going, right? They just take their days off. They don't clear it with you, do they? So don't clear it with them. Know your job's policies and procedures, and know them at a level where you can use them to benefit yourself, not to them just give you their rules and regulations for how they're going to benefit them. But take advantage of the EAP. Most jobs do have EAP that gives you 6 to 8 counseling sessions when you're overwhelmed, right? Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that counseling. Take advantage of sick time, because sick time doesn't necessarily mean you have a cold, you have a headache. Sick time is mental health time. That's how I use mine, because I'm not usually sick. So I use my sick time as mental health time. There isn't anything that your company can do to stop it. Read up on your rules. Last year was stressful. This year has made some changes that are a little bit stressful as well. But take your time and consider everybody that you care for and how your mental health, how you deal with things mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, how that impacts every other people that you come in contact with, directly and indirectly. Maybe your children, maybe your spouse, maybe siblings, your workspace. Consider how that may be affecting them, right? And then think about how much a happier, more clear you can affect the world. Because that's what we all do. That's what we all want to do, is really impact the world in a positive way. Because we can definitely, and there's enough going on that impacts this world in a negative way. Don't you want to impact those that you're connected to directly and indirectly positively? So what I want you to do is go and look at your time that you have built up, your vacation time, your comp time, your PTO time, your sick time, your floating holidays, all of that time that you have acquired, whether you earned it or whether your job gave it to you. Look at that time and then think about where you are mentally. Do you need a break? Do you need to call in? Will you be able, will you be okay by making a decision to do that? Because I was perfectly fine calling in. Now, they weren't fine with me calling in, but I was great. I didn't turn on any lights until 11 o'clock in the morning. The day was, halfway through. What else did I do? I listened to some music. I burned some incense. So it was a great day. Figure out in your, what I call your emergency self-care plan. Create that. I am so serious about creating your emergency self-care plan, because we all know what self-care, maybe we all don't know. But for me, what my self-care looks like is more than getting my nails done, because Lord knows I need them done right now. It's more than getting my hair done. It's more than something tangible. What self-care looks like to me is my inner peace, my joy, and the happiness that I give to others based on how well I treat myself. So with that, I'm going to end like I always do, and I know it was kind of short, but I want you guys to really, really consider what self-care looks like, feels like, smells like, tastes like to you, and consider what type of year we've had this year and what type of year we made it through last year, right? I want you to consider all of that. And then I want you to reflect on how you can use your time to be a better you, because you owe it to yourself first, and definitely those around you will appreciate it. So I love you. Be authentic, and thank you for letting me help you on this journey to being great. Goodbye for now.